Thursday night, or Leches Sivan, Chavis Halvavis, Shara Kniya. We're in Perek Hey of Shara Kniya, and he's talking about different scenarios. Not different scenarios. Perek Hamishi is different things to think about, which will help you develop Kniya. And it's like things like Me'ayin Basel on Atoholech, one number one and three. Number two is all the vicissitudes of daily life, things that happen to people. It's just the fragility of man is really the first three things. And, you know, if you're feeling arrogant, realize, you know, all you need is one flat tire and you're out cold for the... Right? Okay, number four already is turning the kniya towards Hashem. And it's really thinking about the things that we talk about so much in Shara Avodas Elokim, and because of Shara Bechina, that we can never repay the debt of gratitude that we have to Hashem. And that makes, that develops kniya. And really, Chavis Halvavos says in Shara Avodas Elokim, that that's the nub, the kernel, the central point of Avodas Elokim. If you have to sum up Avodas Elokim in one word, if you were forced to say in one word, how are you an Oved Elokim? So in Shara Avodas Elokim, he says, by being nichna. Hashem wants you to feel nichna to him, meaning to acknowledge him and to feel that he's everything. It's not easy. It's not as easy as it sounds. You know, you don't just get away with it by singing the Uncle Moshe song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. Because we have egos and we always feel that, you know, to really feel that we're nothing vis-a-vis Hashem is an avoda. But that's like it. So what he just says here in number four, that you think about how we could never catch up in our having a debt to Hashem, so that's Kniya. Number five is his bonus begadlus Hashem. It's also very hard, very easy. Yeah, it's easy because you can say to someone, oh, Hashem is great. Yeah, I say every three times, Hakel, Hagodol, Hagiba, Vanora. But the Chavis Halvavos wants you to think about it, and he spends the biggest paragraph, the largest paragraph of this perek is spent on this, which we would make fun of. I humbly suggest, if anybody would come to us and say, you know, you have to think about how great Hashem is, we first of all, we'd assume he's a Baal Tshuva. I like that for sure. And not that many years, because after a couple of years, you'll learn what the type of thing you don't say in public. But the Chavis Halvavos is not ashamed, and he wants you to think, and he gives you a whole thought process, which is really almost childish, sort of, but because you start off with, he says, think about the this is like the Chavis Halvavos. We have a lot of rayas from the Sefer that the Chavis Halvavos, unlike other, he lived in the real world, very down to earth, very, very practical, and very, very down to earth. He says, you want to think about Hashem, relax. First, think about the Tanoim. Think how the Tanoim were able to be Mechaya Mason. Think how the Tanoim looked at a person with a cross eye, and they Nasa Gal Shel Atzamos, and they had this ability to call down the forces of, I don't know what to call it, Ruchniyustika forces, and a person would die. This is not Shem Hamaforosh, this is just Noson Einabo. I don't even know what to call it. Noson Einabo, and like it's a psak, you don't deserve to exist in this world. And that psak would be carried out, and v'cheina v'cheina, right? Yeah. And then, okay, now, you know, if we would be writing a handbook, so we would say, okay, spend 30 days thinking about the Tanoim, and we would collect all the stories in Shas and Yerushalmi and Medroshim about the greatness of the Tanoim and how kadosh they were, and then, okay, now think about the Nevi'im, and imagine that if a Tana met a Navi, right, he would be koreo mishtachavalo, he would totally feel botel umavutol, and okay, think about that for a month or two. And then he says, think about the malachim. We don't even think about the malachim because we don't know what to think about. And the truth is, you can think about the malachim for years because there's a hierarchy in malachim. We have no idea. I mean, I don't. The Rambam lists in the Yad HaChazaka, not more in the Vuchim. In the Yad HaChazaka, he lists 10 madregas of malachim. Srofim, Ufanim, Chayas HaKodesh, malachim, Srofim. I said Srofim already. He had a list of 10 madregos. You know, you get a little inkling. If you learn Yecheskel, the first parak, what we read in the Haftorah, Shavuos, and you read it with Malbim, it's just like a little taste of you know, all that's going on, which we really don't relate to. So I think about the Tanoim, and then think about the Nevi'im, and then think about the Malachim, you know, and then now you're up to Hashem, so to speak. And then he says, think about the natural world. People are humbled when they stand at the Grand Canyon, when they look at the mountain ranges, when they look at Niagara Falls, when they look at the star. You look at a sky when it's covered with stars, or you look at a telescope, and you feel small and insignificant. And that's nothing compared to Hashem. That's like one of Hashem's creations.
When you're thinking about the Tanoim and the Nevi'im and the Malachim, is it that their greatness, or that with?
Yeah.
With their greatness, they were still nichneh.
No, that's not his point. Their greatness. And how we are nothing compared to them. And they felt themselves nothing compared to the... Like, we don't come close to a Tana. Like, we can't even say our names in the same sentence as a Tana. It would be sacrilegious. It's like the Gemara says in Chagiga. I'm not saying this is pshat in the Gemara, but it gives me this feeling, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, like the distance between one Rukia and another Rukia is like 500 years. You learned it, you know it. Come on, I'm testing you. And then another 500 years. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Is it in Chagiga? And then another 500 years. And then, like, it's just mind-boggling. I know, you got to get a list. This video that Joel sent me, it's great. You probably saw it. The leaf of a tree, max to outer space. And then,
I have to find it.
It's a PowerPoint slideshow. It's taking a leaf of a tree, and then keep timesing it by 10, as if you're going up into the cosmos, like 10 miles up, and then 100 miles up, and then 1,000 miles up, and you see like the cosmos and the Milky Way and the galaxies, and then it goes in a tenth, a hundredth, a thousandth into the DNA of the leaf and the intricacy and the it's like, and Taka was starting Sharabachina with the ladies. It's all to make you feel nichna, humble, insignificant, small, petty, but again, not to be depressed. Very important. Adarabba, to feel that then you could take all of that and feel like Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Not in a gaiva sense, but in a nichna sense to Hashem. That's all. We're developing kniya, not depression, not sadness, not what's the point of it all, not I'm talking insignificant. Then you think, wow, like then you take out a nefesh achayim and you say, and with all of that, Hashem cares about me and Hashem cares about what I do, and I affect this whole universe if I do an avera or if I do a mitzvah. But feel kniya, don't feel Hashem. It's all Hashem. Okay, we're up to the Hashishi on page Resh Beis. So number 1, 2, and 3 was the puniness and the puniness of man, the fragility of a man. 4 and 5 already focused on Hashem. 6, Kasha Yikros is already. Now he's getting frum on us. Like we were just waiting for the other shoe to drop, and now he gets frum. Kasha Yikra Sefer Hashem. You know, this is the Chavis Halvavas talking. There was no tour. There was no Shulchan Aruch. There was no Mishnah Brura. There was no Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Right? There was the Tanakh and the Gemara. You know, what was there already? The Shiltas Rav Achoy Gon. I don't know if he had a hold of a copy. No printing press yet. Kasha Yikra Sefer Hashem. The Yireh Godel Onesh Hashem. You're going to have to answer for your actions. The Iyuma Valbalei HaHasnasus VaHaHaspirus. He maybe I'm wrong. He doesn't get frum on you. He doesn't talk about a Mechal Shabbos or someone that eats treif, even though they're beard. He talks about Balei Gaiva. When you realize how utterly repelled, so to speak, Hashem is by Balei Gaiva, by Balei Hisnasus v'Hispirus, the Godel Hashgachoso, and how close he is, v'nichnoim uba'anovim. It's almost as if like that's what Hashem's looking for. So if you realize that as you go through Tanakh, and you realize that the Navi is attacking people who are Balei Gaiva, because again, the Chovos Halvavos is Gaiva and Anova is all vis-a-vis Hashem. So Balei Gaiva means, hey, you know, look, if there could be a concept of Yodea Ribono Miskaven Limrod Bo, sort of like the biggest Gaiva, that's like a Gaiva. It's a Gaiva. You know, what does it mean? I was just talking to someone, Grada, 2 days ago. Like, what does it mean, Yodea Ribono Miskaven Limrod Bo? Like, what is it going on in that person's mind? You're not an atheist, you believe in Hashem. And you want to make Hashem angry. There's such a thing. But it says it about other people too. There's such a concept. So he said, you know, sometimes your kid, you know, your kid knows you can punish him, and your kid knows you're stronger than him, and your kid knows you're there, and he just enjoys getting Tati angry. He wants to get a rise out of Tati. And that's what, and anybody that does that, there is such a mindset. But it's a tremendous gaiva. And if you go through Navi, you see that the Navi sets up the teens many, many times as the Balei Gaiva, the people who, again, gaiva is lagabe Hashem. That's what you have to keep. It's not just a question of being arrogant lagabe people. He's not talking about that. That might be ultimately the manifestation, but he means you feel you have a daya, you have the way you want to go, you know better sometimes. You can do things. Hashem is giving you your. You have your game plan for yourself. That's Anshe Gavus for Gaiva. And he brings down Psukim to that effect. But Kamro Banshe Gavus for Gaiva. Ene Gavus Odom Shofel V'Shach Ruma Noshim V'Niska Hashem Levado B'Yom Ha'uki Yom Hashem Tzvokos Al Kol Geya V'Rom. It sets up the teams, as I said, between those who feel they have a day of vis-a-vis Hashem and those that feel nichna. It might sound a little familiar. You say it every day in davening. And the meek shall inherit the earth. Yeah, that's the right religion. Omar Yan Moshe Hasem Osi Levaser Anovim Shlochani Lachvos Lenishbere Lev Likro Lishvuyim Dror Velasurim Pekach Koach Likro Shnasrotim Velashem Vyom Nokom. It talks about, we're not going to go through each pasuk, but it talks about really Nishbere Lev. We say it really in the second Halleluka. We say, you know, Nishbere Lev Vezdake Ruach Yoshia Lev Nishbor Benitke Elokim Lo Sivze, as another pasuk in Tillim. It talks, you see, there is reference, because we're talking about vis-a-vis Hashem. V'yomiki ko'omar rambanisov shechanat v'kodeshmo moram v'kodesh eshkon v'ezdako shvol ruach v'omar l'fnei shever go'on v'fnei kisholon gova ruach. Kitzur number 6 is to see what importance Hashem places on this midah. And again, like I said, because the Shara Avodas Elokim, this is it. This is Avdus Hashem, is being Nichva. And really, all Averos, we're going to learn on Tanya today, if there's a Shia, that all Averos really come from, all Averos are mini Avodas Zaras, really. All Averos are mini Avodas Zaras, because you're putting yourself up against Hashem, and you're saying your own, you know, you're worshiping yourself. You're saying, you're putting yourself, you're giving yourself kushpanka, you're giving yourself tfisas makom vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you can call it gaiva, you can call it lack of kniya, He calls it Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, that's what it boils down to in a certain sense, in a very conceptual sense, because you're denying Hashem's everythingness. Okay? All right, we'll stop here.